The year is 1974. Evidence is piled up on Tricky Dick Nixon's Watergate scandal, or as some call it, the Deflategate of the 1970s. Nixon resigns from office to avoid being impeached, but citizens don't notice because they're too swept up in their new Magic 8 Balls, a toy that gives them the ability to ask a supernatural force if their crushes like them back. Don't count on it. And in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a 12-year-old Anthony Kiedis gets on a plane to Los Angeles, a.k.a. Seb's City of Stars, to live with his dirtbag actor of a father, Blackie Dammit. Dammit would introduce Kiedis to weed, cocaine, sex, and heroin. Talk about being born with a silver spoon. At 15, Kiedis hit it off with a boy named Flea, and the two outcasts began rocking out and performing stunts together. Flea joined a band with Jack Irons and Hillel Slovak, who taught him how to play bass. Soon after, Kiedis was brought in as a hype man who would do stunts and tell jokes during the band's sets. This foursome broke off from their larger band and started Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. As legend has it, they had one song called Out in L.A. that featured Kiedis rapping a poem over the music, and it went so well that they made Kiedis the lead singer. This song got them attention from the Rhythm Lounge, where they'd be asked to keep coming back and growing their sound. The idea to start performing with only socks covering their penises skyrocketed them to success in the L.A. club scene. If only Tommy Mac had thought of that. The band scored a record deal with EMI, and their first three albums would see very little success, but with the introduction of John Frusciante and Chad Smith after the death of Slovak and departure of Irons, they hit number 52 on Billboard charts with Mother's Milk. This success piqued the interest of the godfather of hip-hop himself, Rick Rubin, who the band had tried to get to produce their albums in the past. In 91, Rubin and the band released Blood Sugar Sex Magic, and the first single, Give It Away, won the boys a Grammy and the number one spot on modern rock charts. The second single, Under the Bridge, would hit number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100. The album sold 12 million copies, and the rest is history. In spite of an on-and-off friction with Frusciante and several trips to rehab, the band would go on to international fame. With a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 12 number one singles and 3 albums in Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, today we stand by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hello, Tommy. How you doing there?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, my man. We're talking Red Hot Chili Peppers today with Lisa Traeger.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tommy.
Thanks for coming on. Are you Insta-storying us?
No, I'm just sending this to someone.
Oh. Okay.
Hopefully the industry.
Dude, I love the industry, man.
They're sick.
They're so cool.
No, but I'll, you know, I'll put it on Twitter.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It'll be exciting. But you people listen.
We do. We get some.
You were popular in school.
That's all of our listeners. That's
Those are always bad. Everything's always bad. I feel like people come out for you.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah. People high school friends, college
high school
friends,
and college. Yeah. Every show, like what we do, like when we were in Boston, there was a bunch of people there. It's wild. Tommy's Mr. Popular.
It's like I had to wait till I was kind of cooler, and then now people come, but it's more pressure because now I have to prove something to them, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm, yeah, I've got the loyalty where even if it sucks, they're like, yeah, we still like
you. We'll still go drink with you.
Yeah, you'll take
your
shirt off.
You don't have enemies.
I don't think so. I hope not.
I wonder if you do. If you hate Tommy, tweet at us.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't
I can't handle
that.
It emotionally.
Why
really?
Would they listen to
I
this?
I can't even, like, Tom will tell us, like, oh, we got, like, a bad review on the Yellow Card one from a guy who likes Yellow Card. I'm like, don't even tell me that. I can't know about a bad review.
I needed to share it because it bummed me out. I hate that shit. Somebody got mad that we didn't like Yellow Card. Sorry.
I don't even know who they are.
They sing Ocean Avenue. I don't want to talk about them anymore. Talking about it's making me upset.
Do people get really crazy? I mean, everyone gets to just like whoever they like.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, even when people are like, what's your guilty pleasure? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You feel guilty for things you like? That's insane.
Do you not have... So you don't feel guilty about anything you like?
No.
Or like a little bit ashamed or anything?
No, not at all.
That's good. I feel like I have a couple things that I'm like... I don't feel it anymore.
I mean, I went to an Aaron Carter concert. That's definitely humiliating. Okay.
When did you see Aaron Carter?
When his set was like a frozen ice capade.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? It was icicles and he wore a fur coat.
Yeah.
Like, it was not icebergs or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Aaron Carter. Only because his Twitter is so insane. Right now, it's really sad because his dad died and he's like, doesn't have any pictures of him, and he's like arguing with not fans, but people who are shitting on him. He just searches his own name all the time, not people who add him, and he'll like argue with people who are like, oh, Aaron Carter sucks. He just finds them.
When his dad died, he posted a picture of his dad and his brother, and you could see in his screen that the Google search said Nick Carter dad. So to find a picture of his dad for a eulogy, he had to search his brother's name.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah.
We love you, Aaron.
That is such a good story. I'm going to save it with me forever. Aaron. But I'm going to Tampa in a few weeks, and it's going to be awful, but I'm so glad because it is Nick Carter's home and where, you know, the birthplace. So
oh, wow.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's like your birthright.
So maybe I'll be able to find, you know, some of his family members that aren't dead. See if they want to hang out. I also see that you guys have such good DVDs. I can't believe you have all of the Magic School Bus.
Those must be Sonya and Charlie's, I think. Mm-hmm. What do we got over there?
Donnie Darko's good. I see Fight Club, Fast Times.
It's very much a college freshman starter pack.
But those are the movies you want to watch over and over on DVD. You want to watch, what, Arlington Road and Django Unchained over and over? Like, no.
I wake up every morning and watch Django Unchained.
Yeah, but he fast forwards only to the parts with the N-word. Yeah, it's really messed up. Yeah. It's really gross.
That dog scene sucks.
Yeah, it's really brutal.
But I'm so excited I'm doing this today. Do you wait for a while to announce the band? Or
oh, no.
This will be up tomorrow. Yeah. No,
this will be up tomorrow for sure. So we're doing Red Hot Chili Peppers today with Lisa.
So exciting because
this is the best.
Yesterday, my friend, roommate, and fellow chatter, Annie Letterman, we went to a fancy dinner. Like, she was in a bad mood, so I was like, let's fancy dinner.
Love it.
And they played the Red Hot Chili Peppers the whole time. This was a Mario Batali restaurant.
That's wild.
Bob, like, we had octopus. You know, like, it was nice. I had a Manhattan with expensive dark cherries. Ooh. And Red Hot Chili Peppers the whole night.
They just happened
so
to be playing
crazy.
It?
And then I brought over, you know, I waved over the server and I talked to him about it. And he was like, yeah, we're playing the whole CD. But the songs weren't from one album. They weren't in that order. And I was just like, what? And then I was like, oh, they're playing the greatest hits. So they played the greatest hits. RHCP album all night.
You got some soul to squeeze in there.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. What are the hot ones on the greatest hits? I mean, I'm sure.
I think I used to own
that's
the
all
greatest
of them.
Hits.
Everything.
But isn't it only through Stadium Arcadium or something?
Yeah, Stadium's not
right.
on it.
Stadium's not on it.
Or maybe Danny is on it, but they might have two.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I'm not really sure. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I was so obsessed for so long, and then I've kind of, like, got back to my roots of pop.
Yeah. Well, you have a tattoo, right? Don't you?
Yeah, I have a Red Hot Chili Pepper tattoo on my leg. I never regretted it. It looks so good in tiny skirts. JK.
It's the logo?
It's the logo. It's so big. It's so
bad. Yeah.
My legs are so hairy, but... It's, and like, you know, it's, you're supposed to get it filled in again, but I hate it. So it's like, I'm never, so it also looks faded and just so shitty and like not good. But like, it was also, I was younger and it was the moment, you know, when like, they're like, is this okay? And you're like, yeah. And then the moment I walked out of the tattoo shop, I was like, what have I done? Like, I knew I fucked up. And because, my thing was I was going to get lyrics around it.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd just gotten lyrics and not this.
Oh,
or gotten the logo somewhere else on my arm or my back. Because, ankle is just trashy. And
you
if you want to look
lot.
Classy with, like, heels or, like, a dress, you're at a baby shower, it's just, like, you look stupid.
Do you remember the specific lyrics that you wanted?
Yeah, that's
yes, of course. So it's from the song Animal Bar, which is, like, weird. But it was, when the wet comes down, you'll be swimming like a shark.
Ooh.
And I just thought, for me, that meant, like, yeah, when things go bad, like, you'll be prepared and you'll be good at it. Like, don't worry.
For sure.
You'll handle whatever you need. So I wish I had that. But I do have funny comments. So some people have said, like, they come up to me and ask if I'm a paramedic, which I think is
hysterical.
Oh, it does
look like that, yeah.
Because I'm usually, like, pretty drunk, you know?
Yeah.
and irresponsible. And then someone recently just said that it looks like I'm covering up a swastika.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So, which I think is the best one I've gotten.
What a weird choice to cover it up with, too. You're like, it just so works out that Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I mean, it's the only thing that would perfectly go over a swastika.
Yeah. But I like to think that you have to be a Peppers fan to get it. So it's just those that crossover. You're like,
yeah.
I love being a Nazi and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Or not being a Nazi anymore.
Anymore, yeah. Mm. The Chili Peppers changed your heart.
Because I used to try to do a joke that never worked where I was like, would you guys rather fuck a dude with a Jew tattoo or a reformed Nazi tattoo? And I think I'd rather fuck an Edward Norton Nazi type than like... Yeah. A Jewish lettering. I mean, I have Jewish letters on the back of my neck, but like, you know, Noah Garden Schwartz on top of his dick has a tattoo like "Know Thyself," but in Hebrew. Like,
I did not know that.
It's awful.
That is so funny. What a bold move.
Oh, but also for the tattoo, it's also the inner because after I got it, the reason they picked it, it's like it's supposed to be an angel's asshole, and so it's like the international symbol of asshole too. It's like fucked. It's like not a good tattoo.
I would be so worried any tattoo I got that was just a symbol because everything keeps getting reclaimed by the alt-right. Like everything becomes a white power symbol.
Like the frog.
I feel like no matter what I got, it would be like the next day. It'd be like, oh, I guess that means Pepe.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is gonna be the next. yeah, that's tough. It's tough to commit to a tattoo. Did you end up getting the Simpsons one?
I did.
Yeah, your Simpsons one's amazing.
Oh, that is awesome. It's a little Maggie.
Yeah, but I'm so annoyed. So she also did this thing, which was great. So I got this and I love it. It's so cute, simple, perfect. But I submitted it to the Simpsons Tattoo Instagram and they haven't responded, which is fine. But then they've put two Maggie tattoos that are like very good.
Oh,
very good. Like not as simple as mine. Like very beautiful. I love them. It's not what I would want, but like they look amazing. But I'm just like, fuck you. Like I mean, I'm being really self-centered, but a part of me is scared that like they did it on purpose or like they don't like how much I like their photos. Because I've been an early follower. I mean, I was like on board with them from the beginning days of their Instagram. So.
I started following that account because of you, and it's a great follow for all of our fans who like the Simpsons out there.
Check out what is it called? Simpsons Tattoo?
Yeah.
Just search that. You'll find it. You'll
need to know anything anymore.
Yeah. Just Google anything, you dumb pieces of shit. Yeah.
Well, so crazy. I like, I met a dude on Tinder when I was in London, and on my way to his house, I was like tweeting about like the exchange we had, whatever. And then I got to his house when we fucked, and after he was like, you know, I read what you wrote about me on Twitter. And I was like, I did not know that. Ooh. And he goes, you're very easy to search. And he's like, I just put Lisa America comedian.
America comedian.
That should be your new last name. America comedian.
But he just found everything. It's so scary how little you need to know to stalk the shit out of anyone.
Mm. It's funny when like it lets you down when you're like, I think I can just, I like just tried to search from some asshole that I met at a bar once and I just was like, Charlie, Indiana.
Charlie mean guy.
Yeah, but my friend Sam, we were in Nashville recently and someone was looking for a bar that she was at 6 years ago. And Sam found it on her phone.
Oh, shit.
She like, figured it out. Yeah.
That's wild.
With, like, Google. Yeah. With, like, photo. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend like I know. But she did it.
Have you seen Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, that's a good question.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. But when have you seen it?
So, the first time I saw them, I feel like it was the By The Way concert by that album. And I was in high school, and I went with some girls from my swim team. And I wore brown, chocolate brown Birkenstocks.
Ooh.
But I danced so, I mean, it was like transformative. Like, they're so good live. And I just went so crazy that, like, my toe, like, I bled. Because, like, they're not supportive shoes, you know? So, like, I just, like, kept, I don't know, dancing too aggressively in the Birkenstocks. And I bled so much in my feet. But it was a great, great show. I loved it. And then I saw them in Chicago. At Allstate Arena, great, after Stadium Arcadium. And then I saw them in Michigan and Grand Rapids, because that's where Anthony Kiedis is from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought he was California born and bred.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No, well, so his parents divorced and his mom lived in Michigan.
Yeah.
And they were poor, and then the dad was in LA and he moved there and that. And his dad was like bad guy. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I think
a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
I read his autobiography.
Yeah. Which is so weird, like reading as a teen, like drugs, stuff like that. It's supposed to make you be like, don't do it. But I was like, oh,
it looks cool. You're like,
fuck
oh,
your,
that
heroin
sounds
body.
Yeah.
Your heroin body.
Your heroin body. Your slithery heroin body.
But he was hanging out with like rock stars at like 11 and like Cher and like just a lot of.
There's
people.
A picture in his book of him smoking weed at 11 years old.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, there's a disgusting part about his dad. This might be too much,
no,
but
you gotta
I mean,
do
I have to
it.
Tell
it's
him.
It's me. I'm here.
He learned this thing from his dad about having a fingernail that's long for coke and a fingernail that's short for fingering women.
Oh
and
my
it's
God.
So then he put that in the fucking book. I don't want to read that. I think about that all
good.
The time.
I guess we will now, too.
Yeah.
I bite my nails too much to do coke.
Yeah.
And, but just enough for fingering
nail.
All the
also,
time.
I envision you with a little necklace like Cruel Intentions, though. Like
a
little metal
locket. Yeah. Yeah. That used to be my favorite movie.
Yeah,
it was so good. Yeah.
I actually watched it way like recently for the first time.
How did it hold up?
I never watched it young.
Oh, really?
But it was sexy. It was good. I get why people loved it.
Hot movie. I saw it with my mom.
So
I was like 12. I saw it, with
it makes Colorblind by the Counting Crows seem like the best song ever written.
I mean, that's the first time I had ever heard, what do you call it? The Bittersweet Symphony. And it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
They
just
kill it, you know? Mm. It's very well played.
I saw Chili Peppers at Lollapalooza.
I have a great story about seeing
Let's
them at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
But also, I had tickets, floor seats in Iowa. I went to Iowa State, so I had floor seats. I was so fucking excited. And then I got arrested for the second time in a month. dropped out. Was living in Skokie with my parents. And then the night that I was supposed to go see floor seat Peppers, blizzard, no way to get out, all flights canceled, like no way to drive. Like,
shit.
Yeah, like roads closed, blizzard.
That's so you just had to eat the ticket and everything?
I had really, really mean, bad college friends. Mm-hmm. I hope they listen to this, but they were like mean girls. Like I didn't have really good friends in college. And so they went and were bitches to me the whole time. And like,
brutal.
I just let, there was a boy who I knew was gay. He didn't know he was gay at the time, but I gave him my ticket for free.
That's
I'm
nice.
Always, I always give people tickets. I never charge people ever. It's like weird to me.
That's always so weird when like a friend's like,
yeah,
I have this extra ticket. So face value.
Yeah,
like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like last or 2 years ago, you know, when Miley did the Flaming Lips tour with, they did
Wayne
with
Coyne. Yeah.
At Terminal 5, I had tickets and I couldn't go and I just gave them to someone. I'm like, I don't know.
I love
Terminal
5. Have you ever been?
I haven't been there, no.
I am okay with it. I want VIP seats. Like when I was at Gogol Bordello, there's like one platform that was just like important people. And you can I'm not going there again until I'm in there.
Is Terminal 5 here or Chicago?
It's here.
New York.
It's in the west
side
of the Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's giant. It's like, it's probably good if you're doing Molly or EDM at like a wild concert.
Uh-huh.
But if you're like old? I went with Choxy and we just stood sober in the back. Like
old ass Choxy.
Yeah.
Molly. He's doing Mike.
Yeah. There it is.
Whoop, there it is. It is funny to think of doing Molly at like a Sarah Bareilles concert. That's like the
but
only concert.
I do have floor seats finally. This is my first time getting floor seats until Gaga in August.
Nice. Where's that, Barclay?
Better. City Field.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on the field.
So me and Mateo have floor seats,
11th
row. And then I bought four tickets for regular people who wouldn't. So Julia, Emmy, like our friend, a girlfriend, Annie will be there.
Yeah.
It's just so like not everyone wants to spend so much on floor seats.
That makes sense.
But
yeah.
I did.
You gotta splurge sometimes, you know.
Oh,
for experiences.
Yeah, you
like
don't
that.
Have to tell me. but I'm also a huge Frusciante fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought you were a Dave Navarro Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. Imagine if you like loved them, but only that album.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I have so many stories. I'm sorry if I'm talking too
much.
No, please. This is why
you're
lying.
So one. So recently, so the Peppers are on tour right now, and they have been, and like the set list they're putting on their Instagram are fucking dope. So
are they
like,
playing a lot of old stuff, or is it?
It's
stuff from the new album.
No, it's like some new, but it's like.
Have you
other
listened to the new album?
No, I heard it's
actually
good.
I listened
good.
To it today. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but after Stadium Arcadium, I think a lot of people fell off.
Yeah, I fell off.
I like Stadium Arcadium a lot. Oh,
what is that?
God damn it!
That's whenever we say Stadium Arcadium. This
ding 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 ding.
A daily double.
Well, my first instinct was that it's a fire alarm, but it was confusing that that would happen.
It's
there.
It's very jarring.
Yeah. That's Sonya's. Sonya's fucking weed guy.
Oh, hello.
This is a cop podcast. I'm ruining this.
Should we?
Yeah, let's take a break for a second.
Back right. in
We're
action.
Back. We had to take a break so that Sonya could get her little weed fix.
Oh, yeah. So the Peppers are on tour.
Yes.
And yeah. I was taking a Lyft or whatever home one late night. And on my phone on Facebook, it said Red Hot Chili Peppers playing at Hammerstein Ballroom. And I was like, what? Because I know they're in Madison Square Garden. The date was different. So I was like, maybe they're just doing secret shows. Like, I don't know what's going on. I click on it and it says like, I mean, it's the picture of them in the helmets. And it says, you know, we're going to do Frusciante heavy hits to not interfere with our Madison Square Garden show. Like, you know, it was a sponsor. I immediately bought four tickets. I didn't think twice. I was like, David Drake's going to come with me. It was like exciting. And then I came home like in the verge of tears, so excited I got these tickets in this tiny venue. I'm going to see the Chili Peppers. And Annie's like, this seems weird. And it was the Red Knot Chili Peppers.
No.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
They're so brutal.
If you're the Red Knot Chili Peppers, go fuck yourself.
No, it's fine. Like, that's a good name for a cover band, but don't trick me in my Facebook-sponsored feed.
For sure.
Like, fuck
you. Shouldn't be allowed to advertise as Red Knot Chili Peppers. Just show up to venues and say we're a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, I think. Because that is fucked up. That's so easy to mess up. I don't like that. It's like we're cold plaid. Like, fuck
that was
you.
That's good. Yeah, it's a bunch of lumberjacks that sing yellow. Yeah, yeah.
They don't even sing
but
anything.
But the Lollapalooza one is insane. So that was, what, 6 years ago? More.
I think longer,
yeah. We were like, I was like 20 or 19 maybe.
Yeah.
I was underage. So me and my friend Z, we used to drive to the Red Line train station on Howard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we would park the car and we would take out a fifth of vodka and we would just go back and forth chugging it. And then we would put it in a little bottle and we would just ride the train. We had no tickets, nothing. We get there and everything is amazing. Someone gives us pizza. Two people give us their bracelets. We don't even have to jump
Holy
a fence.
Like,
you didn't jump the fence.
We didn't have to ask. People just gave us bracelets, pizza, someone gave whatever. Like, it was just amazing, like, good energy in and out situation. And we're so drunk. I'm sure people were trying to rape us. But so we get in. We
That should be the Lollapalooza, like, tagline. So drunk, people will try to rape you. Lollapalooza.
No, this night gets so insane. So then we run into some people we know. I'm blacked out, I feel like. I only know bits and pieces of this. But someone gives us acid. So I do acid and then whatever. So stuff happens. Fast forward. Oh, also, my thighs rubbed so much because it's so hot, you know,
so
that
hot.
The next day I went to my gynecologist appointment. She thought I was viciously raped because I had like bloody marks on my thighs thighs. And I had to be like, no, no one forced sex. And they like didn't believe me because the marks were so brutal.
Oh, holy shit. And they were like, were you at Lollapalooza all fucked up?
But so then months later, a girl is telling me about her brother's experience at Lollapalooza and how a crazed woman grabbed him and dragged him to the front of the concert. And I was the crazed woman. She was telling me this story, and I was like, that was me.
That is amazing.
Believe it. But yeah, basically, it was like we only went for the Chili Peppers. You know, I'm obviously intense and an intense person. I'm so fucked up. I'm on acid. I'm wasted out of my mind. It's hot out. So I just grab everyone and I just start hysterically crying that I lost my nephew. And so I just keep pushing people to find my nephew, hysterically crying. But like, I have friends with me and everyone's like, just go back.
Oh, that's how you got to the front?
Yeah. They're like, just go back, like, go get help. And I'm like, I have to find him. And I'm just like shoving people.
You see an Amber Alert pop up on your phone. Oh, that's me.
Yeah, this crazy lady's nephew.
Found at front row of Red Hot Chili Peppers set.
We got close. We got so fucking close, dude. It was
so
great.
I at that same Lollapalooza, I was like, 16 or 17. And I had it was so hot. It was like, that was like the hottest one ever, I feel like. And I did the same thing, water bottle full of vodka. I didn't drink any water all day. And I just waited at that stage for the Red Hot Chili Peppers to be front row. I was front row. By the time the concert started, I was so just like dehydrated and drunk and like almost passed out to the point where people had to like give me to the security guard. They took me away and I didn't see any of the show.
No.
Because I was, like, going to die.
I missed that McNamara. Yeah. Used to party.
Wait, you're such an idiot. You could. There was no time between waiting all day to get front and like to get a water bottle.
I'm sure
because you probably didn't want to pee.
Yeah, I'm sure if I had any sense, it would have been fine, and I could have still been close. But I was just like, I was so bummed.
That sucks.
Yeah, you were taken
my
away.
Friends used to be.
Were you conscious when you were taken away?
Yeah, I was just like a bright red Irish potato, dehydrated idiot boy, just being like carried by a security guard like fireman style. Like, at this concert. It was so bad.
Oh my god. I was at do you remember the venue? What's the one on the beach, like outside by the museum campus? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Midwest Amphitheater.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Bank
yeah. Yeah, yeah. First Midwest Bank Amphitheater. Yeah.
We saw such a rolls off your tongue. I saw Incubus there.
Oh
and
shit!
And we got really, really close, and a dude whipped his dick out and started pissing on me.
No.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Just like on your legs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I bit him. And oh, that man. Was that.
No, that's the footnote to our Incubus episode. Yeah, edit that in. Yeah.
I've seen Incubus a few times.
Nice.
And
yeah, yeah.
Solo DJ sets where I cried because our friend who died, that was like her favorite band. So then from then on, we would just get hammered and just like cry hysterically at concerts.
Fuck.
Sorry to bring it down the mood.
No, it's really funny. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, Chili Peppers, I just don't get why everyone's so mad at them. Like, I don't get why they hate him because his lyrics don't make sense.
That's okay, so let's jump into it.
Because
I think a lot of it, reading that book, I remember being a little bummed out seeing his process for how he writes music.
Wait, do you remember what it is? I don't remember.
What's that?
Do you remember?
I remember that it's just the band puts together all the music and then he just kind of raps out while they're going, and he's just like doing it off the fly a lot of the time.
So he improvises and then writes it down?
Yeah, that's a lot of that. He's just jamming a lot of the time.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Most of the time it's great.
Sometimes it's amazing. And then other times you're like I feel like maybe
he's
Danny
also,
California is the song that yeah. like it sounds like the things he's saying, what the fuck does any of it mean? It's still a good song, but yeah.
I feel like that's the same thing as like Weezer Beverly Hills. That was the one where it was like too big and everyone was like just jumped off. Everyone's
yeah.
like, that's enough.
For
from
sure.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even Pitchfork, that's a weird thing with this band is Pitchfork liked them kind of. And they still are kind of, they review every album they put out, which most of the bands we do for this, they don't review. They're just like Incubus. They're like, fuck
yeah.
you. But yeah, they liked Californication, and then Stadium Arcadium, they gave like a 4.7. Oof. Yeah.
What's it out of?
Out 10. Of 10. But it's still, for Pitchfork, that's pretty good for them, I think. Like, the fact that they even reviewed it, if it's so shitty, it's obviously not so shitty that they wouldn't review it.
That album I loved.
I loved
I
it,
listened
Stadium
to
Arcadium's
it
great.
All the time.
Stadium Arcadium got me more into the Chili Peppers than anything else. I like went back through because I loved like the hits of theirs, but I didn't have any albums until Stadium Arcadium, and then I went back and bought Californication and Blood Sugar Sex Magik and By the Way because I liked that album so much. It's just got
did
so many
did you ever go before
on it.
Did you ever do the Freaky Styly
I tried
milk?
It and Red Hot Chili Peppers self-titled yeah. I tried them and yeah. It's too funky for me.
I might be yeah not funky enough for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I like Mother's Milk, but yeah, the three
yeah.
before that, there I yeah no.
There's some tracks on yeah. That's I remember it. my little brother somehow got the Red Hot Chili Peppers self-titled and Freaky Styly, and I was so jealous. And then I listened to it. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. It doesn't sound like the Red Hot Chili Peppers at all.
Well, yeah, and then you meet people that are like really cool, you know, that are like you feel are cooler than you, and they're all about like the early stuff and like that Blood Sugar Sex Magik is the best. And like I always felt really ashamed for liking Californication and By the Way so much, but like I am who I am.
For
yeah,
sure.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I think those
great
people
music.
But
are lying
I definitely
to themselves.
Forced myself to listen to all their
Same.
Old stuff a lot.
Mm. I really think so.
But I love Higher Ground. I like the Stevie Wonder
yeah,
cover.
Definitely. There's
yeah.
some great stuff on Blood Sugar Sex Magik, but I don't
so
like
good.
It as an album. I like I don't go back and listen to it. I listen to a few tracks.
When I do, I get horny as hell.
it is very
hot.
Yeah,
it's,
like party sex. Yeah.
It's hot,
blood.
Suck my kiss, breaking the girl, and then the Sir Psycho Sexy is just straight up. Just
oh, breaking
like,
the girl is actually in my top 10. Probably for
oh,
them. Breaking
really?
The Girl is so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And
yeah,
this is not on topic, but I don't care. So I'm obsessed with Ink Masters season
okay,
eight.
I watched season 1 and that was it.
No, season 8 no. is fucking incredible. so inspiring. But like, Dave Navarro is the host of it, and so for the live finale, this motherfucker, this starts with him hanging off of hooks with his back flesh.
Holy shit!
So it's like the live finale. They're like Ink Masters, and then it's just Dave Navarro hanging with his skin, swinging with the live audience, talking about the finale. It's horrific.
It's something that's so what you scary. Need to do to get viewers now. Yeah. Like, yeah, it used actually, to be just have a show.
We're going
to
rope Tommy up here for the promo for this episode.
Yeah, no, it's not visual at all.
Yeah, but you can hear him swinging around. That so is so crazy.
But the video, Under the Bridge, is undeniable. Like,
of course, yeah.
People might think it's cheesy or overplayed at this point, but it's like,
I really
Come
think
on,
that's
guys.
The big thing is that they got a little overplayed. Like, you hear Under the Bridge all the time. You hear Californication a lot. Because I went back, I listened, usually we just listen to the songs that whatever whoever our guest, like, brings or whatever. But I listened to, like, everything today because I was just, like, got back in the mood for it.
Yeah.
And there, Californication's such a fucking good song. Like, it's great.
It's great. I mean, Other Side was the first single off that album, right?
Amazing song, yeah.
But it was the first single.
I believe
I
so.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Because I remember VH1 would play videos,
uh-huh.
and that's the song and the video that I was like, what? Yeah. I mean, it's like gray and weird. Was he's that, hot. Yeah. He was blonde with like a black streak.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Super
that.
Super gray. And like Frusciante was playing like big, weird, cool, like ropes. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember hearing that song and being like, holy shit. And then running and buying that album. Or maybe Scar Tissue was the first one. But like Other Side is a song
It was probably Scar Tissue. Yeah.
That I couldn't believe. And that album, like Other Side, Scar Tissue, California. That whole,
there are
so
many
bangers.
I know you don't like Porcelain for some goddamn reason, but it's so good. That's what I think, like, because a big complaint that everybody has about Red Hot Chili Peppers is that every song sounds the same.
No.
Which is bullshit. And Porcelain is always my example of like, this doesn't sound like anything else they do. It's like slow and weird. And it's about this like heroin mom they met on the road that it made them bummed out, so then they wrote this sad song. It's great. I love
and
it.
And like Gloria on that, the one, the last song about their friend is so good. The Road Trippin'.
Road Trippin' is so good.
I
love so
that. That meant a lot
that
for me as a young
so
girl.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, were you with your favorite allies a lot?
What?
Were you with your favorite allies a lot?
Fully supplied.
Hold on. I want to look at the song list of...
Of Californication?
Yeah, because... Yeah. There's so right many here. Good songs. Damn, my memory on Facebook,
world?
I look fucking good. Oh my God, it's Californication, the TV show. I mean, you're killing me.
Didn't they sue? Didn't Red Hot Chili Peppers sue them or something?
Did they?
I think there was some legal battle about that. Yeah.
Duchovny had to pay.
Yeah, and they made
him in that, right?
They made the lead pay for some
That's
reason.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's really
Why
fucked
is
up this
so
industry.
Hard to do right now?
I've got
to
it
get
right
on Spotify?
Here.
No, I'm not. Just fucking show it to me. I'm livid right now. I'm holding a goddamn microphone.
I think Velvet Glove is really good,
this
too.
One, I like Dirt. What's the one? Oh, Easily is so good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
Easily.
Solving world problems?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, they get a lot of fucking shit about people don't like his voice. People don't like rap rock. Like a lot of times he's kind of just rapping in it, especially the earlier stuff.
Savior, Purple Saint. Right? I mean, yeah, I love that album.
Frusciante was just on a roll for like 10 years.
Who?
Yeah.
John Frusciante, where he just had all these guitar parts that were like totally original and very good for like three straight albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the song is Ready Made on State of the Care, where he just like his solos insane. And Wet Sand, Frusciante is so good too. But and By the Way is so fun.
I know. No, it's so good. I think
was Tell Me Baby off of that one?
That's Stadium Arcade.
It
I
is,
think.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the Way.
Zephyr song is on By the Way.
So good.
I listened to that today and I was like, it took me right back to fucking like ninth grade or whatever, 10th grade, and I was just like killing it.
These
I
were all
it.
Like I would take like these Red Hot Chili Peppers albums to my guitar teacher and be like, just teach me how to play everything on this.
That's really funny. The only song I ever learned how to play on guitar, I bought a guitar and I learned one song and it was Other Side.
You're kidding.
And that's it. And then I just had the guitar in my room for like 4 years and then sold it for a Nintendo DS that doesn't work.
It was
good
so weird
story.
I babysat for these two boys and like their parents were too capitalist and these kids will never be happy. No, worst, one of the worst families I've ever babysat. One of the worst, one of the worst families. Mm-hmm. But they bought the boy a guitar for his, like, whatever, Christmas, birthday, whatever. But, like, then he would get in trouble and they would take it away from him. And I'm like, shouldn't he be practicing? Like, it made no sense. Like,
yeah.
Take away
I understand
TV.
Taking away a game, but, like, a thing that you're supposed to, like, perfect as a craft.
For sure.
To take away practice time is so stupid. I hated them.
They wanted him to be a TV personality.
No, the kids wouldn't share toys. They would sell toys to each other. Like, it was creepy.
That is weird.
If you misbehave, they left rules. We're taking away your tutor.
When they wrote their Christmas list, they had to write how much their gifts were next to the gift.
Really?
And if it was a lot, they had to put in to pay for their gifts. Like, weird. It was fucked.
That's tacky
that
as hell.
That is fucked up.
And he got in trouble once, and they made him sit at the hotel with a grandma instead of going to Disney World. Like, these are bad parents.
Holy so shit.
And then they gave me a Christmas present and said, it's a re-gift. I'm like, why would you tell me this? You disrespectful. And then he goes, my parents didn't like that you ate their banana yesterday. I'm like, I hate your family.
Wow.
Did you tell him?
The dad.
The
was,
last day, because I was with him for a whole school year.
The dad was Perry.
I don't know who that is.
Big Little Lies.
From Big Little Lies. He's just like abusive.
Perry.
We talk about Perry a lot on this podcast.
I don't even know his name. I just kept watching that show the whole time, being like, someone better fucking get him.
Pick up the Legos.
Those abuse scenes were brutal. She's such a good actress.
Nicole Kidman, unbelievable.
They were so hot.
I think I gave up on her for a little bit, and I think this show reminded me what a star she truly is.
Yeah. I think America gave up on her, but now we're back
We refuse.
Katie Holmes has been very active on Instagram now too, so I'm wondering if her contract with Tom Cruise is up and she can start working again.
Ooh.
She had a contract with Tom Cruise where she couldn't be on social media.
Wasn't she in a play?
Yeah.
Where are you? Where have you been? You think you just become Catwoman out of nowhere? You gotta fuck Tom Cruise.
I've been trying. Man.
Yeah, I would love to.
And then,
yeah,
I don't know, but also when the fast, like Snow, that's my dream song. Well, not number, well, it's in my top five of dream karaoke songs that I want to just nail.
Yeah.
Because he talks
it's so,
so
quick.
Fast.
Yeah.
It's about is Coke, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's what an older kid told me. And I remember being like, oh, I'm cool now because I know this.
Well, now I don't like it anymore. This is an anti-drug podcast.
Give it away. I just don't get why people hate it. It's so good.
I think it's just like, over people just get pissed off when things get played too much. I can read some of the criticisms.
Yes,
here.
Let's hear the criticisms.
Oh, should we start with my dad's criticism?
Oh, yeah.
I text my dad before everyone.
And also, taking Anthony aside, individually, such talented musician.
Flea is one of the best musicians
ever.
There is, yeah.
I remember was it in the book or in an article that he would play so hard he would create holes in his thumb that he would fill up with crazy glue to glue it shut so he could keep playing.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, that is crazy. That might have been in the book.
Yeah.
I cannot remember now, but I definitely read that, and I feel like it was in that book. Check out that book, Scar
Well,
Tissue.
Did you also read Marilyn Manson's autobiography?
No, I didn't.
You got that one changed a lot of things.
Really?
In my brain. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I mean, because, you know, all the... he's creepy, and he has like a weird grandfather who had a bunch of like dildos that were crusty or something. Like, I remember like,
wait, am I Marilyn Manson?
I just remember like a bunch of crusty dildos and like weird stuff happening. I just remember reading that book and being forever changed.
Crusty dildos is such a terrible term. That is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
That's a good name for a Manson cover band.
I know, yeah. Or another Limp Bizkit name.
Yeah, for sure.
Bitch Piglet, Crusty Dildo. All right, so here's some reasons that NME.com, they're a pop culture blog, they wrote, this is five reasons to hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They make songs that sound bad. Let's see. They offer rock.
Those are people that tell people, you know, this is one of Choxie's pet peeves. That person that said their music sounds bad or their songs sound bad is the same person that'll go kill yourself and think they're funny.
Sure.
That's
the
same person.
Yeah, totally.
You're not clever, motherfucker.
Let's find the name of this person so we can put a name.
I think
to
we
it.
Could call him motherfucker.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I don't see
any. Do
name
you have any
for
Mario
him.
Or just high class games?
We have Mario on Nintendo 64.
Okay.
But we don't have a Wii. I want a Wii. Looks sick. The new Nintendo Switch looks awesome.
I want the NES that they re-released.
Oh, yeah. It's sold like fucking crazy, I guess.
I know. I'll wait a little.
what is this? The never ending noodling. I think that a lot of it's they don't like how much their dicks are out and stuff. Like
their dicks haven't been out in decades though. Didn't they have like a heat helmet too? Do you remember the VMAs? They like came out in the helmets that released fire and it almost burnt their co-host.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like wild.
Oh,
not my best fire story. My favorite's the Metallica Guns N' Roses fire story.
What's that?
Have you never heard it?
No. Please tell it. Yeah.
So I think this was the 80s when like you know metal was huge. And this was in Montreal or Quebec or whatever in Canada.
They got JFL.
What?
They got JFL.
keeping it insider. And so, and the thing is, Axl Rose had gotten in trouble in some other place already and like was arrested. But so they were on tour. It was Guns N' Roses, Metallica together. Metallica's up first. Huge crowds. You remember those 80s metal crowds, right? This might be 90s, whatever. So James Hetfield bursts into flames. You know how he's burnt now? This is the concert. So he's in fucking Canada. He's playing music. Pyrotechnics go wrong. He's on fire. Okay.
Holy shit. Clearly
an emergency. They got to stop playing. And the crowd is, I mean, it's awful. He got burned. So now Guns N' Roses has an opportunity to come out and be the heroes and play a set and just like kill it. And like, sorry, our friend got burnt.
Sorry.
Instead, they make the crowd wait 2 hours. And then play three songs. He goes, go fuck yourself, and gets off the stage.
What?
Elicits a giant riot. People are going fucking nuts. And then he got arrested again.
Holy Axl Rose?
Shit.
Yeah, for inciting riot.
I've never heard that story.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It is weird to think of like going up after your friend is on fire. Like if you got caught on fire and then I just went up.
You know you'd go up.
I'm like, I gotta be the hero. I'm gonna go up.
Well, comedy's different than metal. I'm sure they were just like into it.
I don't know that it is. Oh, I forgot. I found this quote. This made me love Flea so much because apparently there's this famous quote from Nick Cave where, Nick Cave basically said, I feel like I'm always standing next to a radio and there's some shitty garbage playing and it's always the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then some reporter after maybe Californication or I think it's after By the Way came out, was like reviewing it and talking to Flea, and he's quoted with saying, there was one review by an English newspaper where the guy really hated us and it was full of insults and descriptions about how terrible and worthless we are and how inane our music is. The guy mentioned that Nick Cave really thought we were a shitty band and printed a quote that Nick Cave had said in that regard. For a second, that hurt my feelings because I love Nick Cave. I have all his records. I don't care if Nick Cave hates my band because his music means everything to me and he is one of my favorite songwriters and singers and musicians of all time. And so he just like, he just took it and then was like, but I love Nick Cave.
It's Nick Cave.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He's a British musician.
Bad Seeds. Yeah. He's going after your boy. Yeah. He's a bad apple, I'll tell you that.
Not for me. I don't know who that is. I also, did you guys watch the DVD of like them making Bloodsucker Sex Magik?
About them in Edinburgh or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no. This one was them DVD. In a house in LA and they all lived together and like made music and they were so hot and cool and like, just they were so fun, but Chad never slept in the house. He would like leave on his motorcycle and come back, but the rest of them like stayed there. But and Rick Rubin's worked with them, who I feel is like, is incredible.
Yeah, one of the producers on their new album is Radiohead's guy. I can't remember his name.
Johnny
now.
Greenwood. He produces a bunch of
being
stuff.
Being a music producer seems awesome. You get to be so rich, and no one really knows who you are, but you're friends with famous people and rich.
Well, I feel like Rick Rubin is like the last. Like producer that people know his name, you know what I mean? That's not like a beat maker.
Are you talking about? Did you think about Max Martin when you said beat maker?
Is Max Martin the Swedish guy?
Yes.
The Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like Max Martin.
I love Max Martin. Emmy Blotnick's gotten really into Max Martin and how crazy he is and how he owns everything.
What does he own?
She just has a lot of theories about like how he controls pop music with these like tricks and how tricks work and like why things catch on to our ears. Like there's one Taylor Swift lyric where it's like she says why a little too long, where it's like why, and it's like that's what like fucks with our brains and
that's
makes
crazy.
Us love it. And so she's gotten really into the ins and outs of that.
I'm gonna start doing that in my jokes, just finding like those little moments.
Oh my god, I got it yesterday after a show. This couple came up to me and said that they watched my clips online in bed naked.
In bed naked.
Yeah. Wow.
You get a lot of like sex stuff after your sets, I feel like.
Okay. It was one foursome.
I was thinking of foursome. That's pretty big. That's way more foursomes than most comedians have after their set.
My favorite was CJ Toledano was on stage once and a couple just started making out in front. And he's like, I guess I'm the Barry White of comedy, which I loved.
What if a couple just like started fucking to Junior Stopka's comedy? I feel like he's so non
inside.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I do? A CJ, an Emmy.
People like that, I think. Junior. You can look him up.
Okay, what else do people hate it for? So it's usually, I think it's mostly because he's hot.
You think it's because Kiedis is hot?
Yeah, I think it's because he's cocky and hot.
Cocky has probably.
I think cocky is a big part of it, but it's weird because he's like a huge activist, and like they put their money into cool shit a lot. Like
I remember they had like a Silver Lake Music Conservatory, and when I was younger, I was like, I'm gonna live in Silver Lake. And now it's like Silver Lake's a thing in my life. It's crazy.
All right, so here's what my dad texted me.
Okay, because I said thoughts on
Robert McNamara.
Shit, your dad said.
This is our famous shit, my dad. I said, any Red Hot Chili Peppers thoughts? And he said, I know I do not like them. Maybe the shirt off look. Also, all of their songs are about California, and he was a prick and sued the show Californication.
There you go.
And he is a drug addict, though 90% of musicians probably are. I guess I come off as a get off my lawn old man type. And there was no punctuation in that.
It's so funny that he went after him for being a drug addict. I know, yeah. It's like, yeah, he's a musician. That's probably most of what you like.
How so? Did you ever see them live, or just that Lollapalooza?
That was my one chance too. Yeah.
Have you?
I haven't seen them live. I didn't go to like a concert until I was like 19.
Okay.
Because you know.
Same year you lost your virginity.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
We got one of our criticisms.
Wait, no, that's not the one. I was 21.
Yeah. Well, someone texted us and say, why do you guys talk about when Tom lost his virginity in every episode?
It's because of the music we're covering. I confronted Kevin about this in Chicago. I was like, so yeah, I'm sorry I do that, but anyways, yeah, I didn't see any concerts till I was 19, and I feel like it's been hard to catch them since then. I guess not, but I was living in Indiana. They didn't come there a lot.
This tour I tried, and I was trying in LA and in New York and Chicago. Like I was, but my travel schedule just didn't work out. But I was definitely going to see them this year.
Yeah, I would go if they come through like anywhere where I can see them. They're done.
They were here in February. They're like they're touring, but they're not going to come back to New York.
It would be so funny if we did a live podcast from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the three of us, the three of us and Dave Drake. Yeah.
Well, because it was crazy because the day of the Red Hot Chili Pepper concert was the night between the Shiprocked, Papa Roached. Cruise I went on in the Women's March, and so like. I didn't go.
I think you're the only person who went to both of those things.
Me and I didn't sleep for like 72 hours.
That's crazy.
It was nuts because we did Molly that last night, but worth it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we'll probably at some point in this podcast talk about Papa Roach, and we're going to need to text you for stories about...
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're our friends.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
They want to fuck Annie, I feel like, more than anything else.
Like that it's them as a band want to fuck. Not one of them.
They all just, it's all or none.
Well, no, the ones we made friends with, I mean, they're all dating people too. It's like so weird. Mm-hmm. Musicians are weird. That's why, like, when he finally had a baby and, like, I think he married the girl, I'm like, stop tricking her. You know you're never going to stay with her. You're all such whores.
What is Flea? Is Flea married?
I would still get fucked by him. I mean, I would.
I'm pretty sure Flea is married.
Yeah, but he has an older kid, and then he had a younger kid, and then they're probably both older now. Mm-hmm. But he had like a second wife. But I just don't trust anyone.
Like any musicians that
I don't
like,
trust anyone to not cheat.
Really?
Just any human being?
No, mostly men. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, men that like do a craft that think that like they deserve to get fucked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walk around with that podcast swag.
You get mentioned in that AV club. You're running around printing out the article. Yeah.
Because on that cruise, it'd be like we'd be with some of the musicians and like asking to see pictures of their wives and like talking about their kids and like hanging out. We're like, we're professional performers too. And then it'd be like sexual weird jokes. Like, you can stay here and cuddle. You should leave something behind. I mean, if you want to make out, maybe. And it's like, what are you guys doing? I just asked to look at your wife.
Yeah.
And then, like, And then one of them was being so, like, laid on a bed, like, just so far out. And then we stalked him online later. And he fully has been in a long-term relationship for, like, 3 years. Never one. We asked him if he online dated. We're like, do you online date? No, he's like, oh, no, not at all. Never mentioned that he had a long-term relationship. And it's just like.
I hate that sleep.
And he was
shit.
Hot. He was fucking hot. And he was, like, laying on a bed with me and Annie. And, like, and we were on Molly. Like, all signs probably pointed to us. But we were, like, absolutely not into it. But it was, like. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then it was like that. other band people's wives and girlfriends were there.
Yeah.
And so then they, because you're a woman backstage, they just assume you're trying to fuck the band. Mm-hmm. Like they don't feel like you're a human. So all the wives and girlfriends are immediately treating you like shit.
They hate you. Yeah.
They hate you immediately. And then the groupies that are there to fuck backstage hate you. And then all the crew members who are like disgusting with dreadlocks think that they're better than you. And it's like, we have artist passes too, you know? But so the crew is then like, and the roadies think that you're like, they're above you. So everyone is just like, you have to prove your worth in this weird way. And it was really annoying.
And you're on a cruise, right?
Yeah, that's the most humiliating thing. And then one of the Hoobastank, the Asian, the lead singer, his wife came up to us.
I forgot he was Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Annie had the funniest joke. She goes, I've seen two black people on this cruise, and they're both the lead singer of Seven Dust. It was so nice. So great. But proving your worth on a cruise. Oh, yeah. So the Hoobastank wife was like, so you're like a comic on the cruise ship? And we're like, how dare you? Like, how dare you? It was like a weird energy where like no one respected us. Like, we have to prove it. And like one of the dudes was like, you know, people where I live in Oregon, like comics from Comedy Central come perform there. I go, who do you think we are?
Oh, my God.
Who do you think we are?
People who perform at cities and colleges all over the globe come here.
People from laughs come here.
But then also, then the other band members' wives, then like were facilitating us, like get like fucking these young, the other people in the bands. And it's like, you know, they're dating people. It's like so weird.
That sounds, yeah, that's a mindfuck.
It's weird. And then you're on Molly and you're coming down from Molly being like, and then the next day you're like, did we cry because Papa Roach didn't give us respect? You know, like, it's so weird. We're like so desperate for them.
Oh, that's so good.
Do you have any more good disses?
The only other thing, the other thing that people shit on them for that I was just reading.
What do people say on Facebook?
Fork thing. People were mostly bitching that they all sound the same. They were saying that they seem like assholes. A lot of people were saying they liked them as kids and then got out of it. This one guy.
Well, those are your pedophile friends.
Right. These are my pedo friends. I've got this one guy who said the Peppers are like AC/DC. If you like one song, you like them all. They have a distinct sound and their music relatively sounds the same. I don't think that's so unfair. If you don't like that sound that they do, you're not going
to
like them.
I just feel like from Blood Sugar Sex Magik to Californication, it's a completely different sound.
There's a lot of different sounds. No. I think there's two different Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Uh-huh.
There's funk Red Hot Chili Peppers, and there's like VH1 Red Hot
Chili
Peppers.
They've now got a third thing with this Radiohead thing. It's Nigel Godrich? Or that's what's
the most British. Did they just type like British name into Google?
Yeah. Let's get that guy.
What's crazy is that when I saw them in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they didn't play Especially in Michigan. They only sampled
it.
That's
weird.
That's so weird.
They did like a few little like doo-doo-doo and then went to a different song. And it's like, how dare you?
They were edging with the crowd.
Is that a new thing, edging?
I think it's always been around. And Connor has a really funny joke about it that's just true. Like where that is just what guys are doing most of the time. Just like trying not to come or whatever. Do you know what it is, edging?
And then girls don't have to try. They're just never
they're just
coming.
Not going to come. it's...
I think that's a joke that Annie is doing, actually.
Wow.
Well, no, because I was just... I like to watch, in my porn, I like to watch the pre and post interviews. And they were talking about edging in the post one. And I was like, yeah, it's really popular right now.
I like that they interview them after. Like, only if they have, like, a good one, though. Like, if like how they do the NBA. Like,
no,
if you're the star.
When it's like... when it's like a little violent, you know?
Oh, they have to like check in so that you feel okay with watching it.
Yeah, you
I'm
just
okay.
Make sure.
We're all okay.
But sometimes they're not, and I can never watch it again. Yeah. Except there's one where I know she's not okay, but I like it. It's so good. It's just so good.
We're going to have you on our other podcast.
What is it?
Sorry about this porn.
But I understand that his lyrics don't make sense sometimes, but then sometimes they're great.
He has a new song on the new album that's just about fucking robots. It's so funny. I swear to God. It is, it's called Go Robot, and it is very sexual.
Wait, it's not.
About fucking a robot.
This isn't real.
He's trying to get weird. I think it's like they're trying to, that's like the closest to Radiohead. They're like, what are they, like, fuck robots?
That's like a guy who saw Westworld once and was like, oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about, that's the new future, I guess. We're fucking robots.
And also with a lot of these bands that we make fun of, and this happened on the cruise with Papa Roach, where it's like, oh, God, really? And then they start playing and you're like, they're fucking good. They've been playing for 20 years. You know, there's something about like musicians. Uh-huh. And then there's also like the lead singer of that band or like Anthony. And they're like stars or like, you know, they're lead singers. They have something about them. But then there's just career musicians. So, like the drummer, he's been with them like a long time, but he's like been in other bands. He has side projects. Like there is a difference between like famous musicians and then like career musicians that are just happy to be doing this for a living. And they sound fucking great. And then you realize they have more hits than you know.
Yeah.
And they're into it. And like they're good. It's so hard to become a famous musician that like they're gonna be good even if you don't like it.
That's my theory, is that the like these are bands that people make fun of, but the actual bad bands you're never gonna hear about because I was in them in high school. Like those are the, you know what I mean? Those, there's actually bad bands all over the country.
We should defend your high school bands.
Oh, there's three of them. How many? All terrible. There was three bands.
Was it weird because you grew up so close to Fall Out Boy?
Oh yeah. Well, there was, everyone had their like, oh, my friend's cousin is actually Pete Wentz. Everyone, everyone's cousin was Pete Wentz at some point.
Yeah, I had a bunch of friends who were like, we liked them before they blew up.
Yeah.
But even after they blew up, I saw them at the Midwest Amphitheater for $15.
Was it great?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I found him. I was drunk and dancing. Yeah, I love
it. I saw them at too big of a, that was my first concert actually, as Fall Out Boy, and it was way
no
too
wonder
big of a
it took you so long to get fucked.
Yeah, let's talk about this virginity some more. I'm still a virgin. I've never come. I'm edging for life. The last thing I'm going to do before I die is come once.
Oh, there's a Sex and the City episode about that. This yoga guy hadn't come in 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Steve-O, when I opened for him, he's a drug and sex addict, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I was with him, he was going 1 year without ejaculating.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, what did he say about it?
He said that because his friend was a sex addict too, who was like a sponsor, so they would keep each other in line.
And I don't know how you stay like not hard.
He just had to do it because he's also a vegan, and he had to do it because he's like, I need to prove to myself that I don't have to fuck people so then I can fall in love with someone.
That's nice. Good.
And then he dated Kat Von D for a while, and I was so excited.
Wasn't
but they broke up.
Inkmasters?
She was in LA Inc. and Miami
LA
Inc.
Okay.
And then LA Inc. But I drove past her house in LA, and it's the house that they filmed Cheaper in the Dozen, the exteriors.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a, that doesn't make any sense.
But you're happy I know about that.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
There's so much trivia in this episode.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, this is great. Yeah. What were we just talking about? It was criticism.
Facebook insults. Yeah, anything else? Noteworthy?
It's a lot of just like they don't evolve. A lot of it's they sound like shit. They haven't evolved. They're made out of sex.
Well, that's the thing, that whenever a band does change too much, then everyone says they suck because of that.
I
like,
know.
You're really fucked if you do, fucked if you don't.
I mean, they do sound a lot different on this new album from listening to it today.
Yeah, I should listen to the new album.
It
I'm
is
just
not
so
bad.
Into Malibu by Miley.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to hear that. We'll do that off podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
can we
listen
to Go Robot yet? For a second? I just want to hear
I'll
it.
I'll find it. Yeah.
I feel like that's where
we got to see what their
and Hard to Concentrate is on my list of top six that I wrote to you. And that's I want that to play at my wedding.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
While everyone looks at their phones.
Yes.
All right. Here's Go Robot.
There's not going to be any phones at my wedding, and you know it.
I just mean Hard to Concentrate, so people are not focused.
I'm going to skip ahead to the lyrics.
I love his voice.
Robots are my next of kin.
No, he did.
But I don't like that Frusciante. Sometimes I feel like I'm a sentimental trooper. She got so hot, you know she looked like Alice Cooper. I don't think that it's so personal. This is bad.
This is bad.
This is not helping.
That one's
us.
Not good. No. See, okay. I'm saying The rest of the album is pretty good. That song is bad.
Have you listened to Frusciante's solo stuff?
Yeah.
It's great. He's amazing. Yeah.
Well, some of it's a little too high-techy where it's just like robot and water sounds, mm-hmm. like bubble. It's like, and I'm like, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he really got into Mars Volta. Mars Volta opened for them for a while and I hated it. I like mm-hmm. puked. They were so bad. But some of his songs fucking hit me really hard.
Yeah, deep. I agree where every non-Frusciante Red Hot Chili Pepper song I'm all set with, yeah.
There's the Coneheads one. What was that one?
I haven't listened to that one. Somebody else was talking about that
What's
one.
What's it called,
there.
Though?
I just remember that album was called New York Minute, but I don't remember any
that's
of the songs.
It's not Soul to Squeeze, but it's...
Soul to Squeeze I like, and I don't think that's Frusciante. I think that's the one that I don't like.
I know, but what's... Can you find out what the Coneheads song is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the video with snakes and stuff. And it's like a freak show, and I loved it. Their videos are great.
You love the video.
Can't Stop video is so good.
What happens in that? I don't remember.
It's just like weird contemporary art. They like used an artist and like
got
into the art.
Oh, I do remember
stuff.
This.
It is
yeah,
Soul
yeah.
to Squeeze.
It is?
Yeah.
That's a great song, but
yeah,
that's all bass.
Great.
It's just the bass line that's cool.
Uh huh. Yeah, for sure. That one's good, though. It's a great song.
I bet their albums are good to fuck to.
For sure.
I've never fucked to them.
Yeah.
I used
either.
To fuck to Sublime a lot in college, which I'm upset about.
I only fucked a Happy Birthday.
I used to edge to U2. It's a great joke.
U2 is the worst.
Oh, that was
has
my first U2 concert.
Been here?
My first concert.
Has U2 been on the worst
my dad's
band
favorite
ever?
Band.
I don't know if we can do U2 because of
they're
you talking U2 to me. They just have covered it so much. Mm. Check out You Talking U2 to Me. That's a great podcast.
I hate U2.
Really?
It's my least favorite thing about my brother-in-law is that he likes them.
Damn. Were you pissed when they like made your iPhone come with
I actually didn't
album?
Get an iPhone until August.
Oh.
So I haven't even had it for a year. So
that's shocking.
It's new.
Congratulations.
What were you using?
Just a Samsung Droid. I was on a family plan.
Ah.
I'm still in the family plan, but I bought my own phone. I started making money, yo.
Hell yeah. Congratulations.
My parents will be excited awesome. To know that like no matter what, you're still on the family plan. No matter how good your career gets.
No, I mean, once today I cried to my mom about my wisdom teeth taken out because I don't know if I can afford it, but it's only because I rented a giant 10-bedroom house in Palm Springs for my birthday weekend. So I'm like, I don't know if I can get these teeth removed.
Should we bump over to the songs?
Let's do the six.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
we talk over
songs.
The songs, right?
Yeah, we let them play for like a second.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We play them for like 20, 30 seconds, and then we can talk throughout.
All right.
All right. And you sent us 7 songs here. The first one.
I sent 7?
Uh-huh. That's okay.
No.
You did. I'm pretty. Unless I just.
Let me see.
Yeah, go for it.
This is the official count.
Oh, you're right. I don't know which one to take out. You're just going to have to do it.
It's fine. So I'm
but tell me, baby, two. I used to listen to before auditions and important meetings. I would sit in my car and listen to Tell Me, Baby. It got me pumped up.
Okay, so we're starting with Other Side.
The Other
right?
Side That's is the song that like blew my mind. I was in seventh grade. I remember going to the mall to the record store, buying the CD after hearing the song, being like, what is this? And then listening to it in my Discman nonstop over and over and over.
Separate my side. I don't believe it's been slitting my throat is all I am. I heard your voice through a photograph. I thought it
yeah,
I like it's just so good.
Yeah,
you have to be trying to not like it.
It's a great song. Yeah, keep playing it. No,
I'll play a little more.
Let's get to the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't you know you can never go back. Take it on the other side.
Oh, shit,
it's okay, we don't have to. We don't have to listen to it.
Don't believe it's fair. I'm slitting my throat, it's all I ever pull my life.
Yeah, that's a great song. I think that I think you're right. If you don't like that, you're a fucking liar. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your friends. Fix
it. It feels good. That's a good sound. His voice sounds good. I mean, Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, I remember when he said, like, she wants to know, am I still her slut? I was like, this is so cool.
It is so funny. That's the first time I think I ever heard a man referred to as a slut, and it's sick.
Well, that's like when he says, is scar tissue on your list?
No.
Well, in that one,
but
when
I
he
love
says,
scar tissue.
When he says, in a push-up, bruh, I was like,
hell
that's
yeah.
hot.
Yeah. And the one in California. Each one of them has something dirty, because Californication has the, like, in the video game, there's like a porn being made inside, baby.
That was a sexy lyric.
Turn
a turn.
Earphone went in my mouth. Gross.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of By the Way here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Right off the bat.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Do you remember the dude in the video? He was the dude that was always in the parking lot in Ghost World.
Yeah.
I've never seen Ghost World. I have to see it.
You've never seen Ghost World?
I need to see it.
Wow.
Let's watch Ghost World.
But you're such a sensitive young man. I can't believe you never saw it.
Oh, is it like a sensitive thing? It sounds scary.
No, just no, it's it's Thora Birch and Scarlett Johansson. Steve Buscemi's in it.
Is Steve Buscemi the ghost?
No, there's no fucking ghost.
What the fuck?
It's about these two girls and they graduate high school. Ileana Douglas is in it. But yeah, it's like they graduate high school and it's kind of a coming of age, weird, but like their friendship is kind of failing a little bit. And it's, just, yeah, Thora Birch and Steve Buscemi in it are just so good.
Damn,
I'm a big Buscemi head.
But I watched it with all my basic ass high school friends, and they all fell asleep, and I just like kept watching it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Did you meet Buscemi when you did Horace and Pete?
Yeah, of course. Okay, what a weird thing to ask.
I don't know. Was he cool? come on.
No, he just ignored me. No, I guess people are assholes. Yeah, he's the fucking best.
He seems like amazing.
He's a tree, and like he's. I mean, I don't know if you watched the Horace and Pete, but it's like dark as hell, and like his character has a lot of mental problems and stuff. And so, but like as soon as it's cut, it's like because he used to do comedy.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I
he found his own flower like in the '70s. Like he remembers going to all these places, and he did sketch stuff, and you know, telling me about meeting his wife, and we talked about like movies and asked him questions. But he's like so goofy and smart and funny and talented and incredible and
That's
just like
awesome.
Giving in such beautiful
We're
ways.
We're Team Buscemi on this podcast.
Yeah,
this is a pro
Buscemi.
And
he's been with his
cast.
Wife for like 25 years.
Love
and,
that.
Would you trust him not to cheat?
Oh, that's a good question. Good. Okay. Yeah. I like him. He's a good man.
Yeah. And he, like, you know, when 9/11 happened, he used to be a firefighter in the 80s and then volunteered. Like, he's just awesome and so great. Well, yeah, because every time there was a cut, he would be behind the bar and I'd sit at the bar and we would all talk. Sometimes I'd listen in and stuff like that. But
he's so funny. In 30 Rock, he's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So
funny. So
good. It's funny, we were talking about
this. He's such a legend. I honestly can't believe, you're right, I can't believe.
He like directed the best episode of The Sopranos. What a crazy career.
And him and his wife, they gave me a double kiss. They like kissed me on my cheeks when they said bye to me. No, he's like, he took the F train home. You know what I mean?
It's just
like
F train?
Because we were walking and then I think he was nervous I was going to take the train with him because he's so nice. so I purposely was like, oh, I'm walking the wrong way and left because I knew he would. I saw the panic.
Yeah.
But he was just like walking. So kind. I liked him.
Love that. Love hearing about a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
By the way,
and
it's
just
a great
so
song.
Talented.
Yeah. Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. He was funny in the Sandler movies, too. He's
oh, my God, yeah.
Good.
I immediately thought of Big Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, he's so
oh,
good
so
at Big
good.
Daddy.
Yeah.
And Fargo.
One of the best. Does anyone know any of the things Anthony Kiedis says in the non-chorus of this song?
In the non-chorus?
Of Snow?
No,
Danny
no,
of
the
this. Girl is singing. That's,
no, no,
that's
no,
the
that's
chorus.
The chorus. I'm talking that's about any chorus. Of the, like, big dent.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun.
Beep, bop.
Do you know any
I mean,
of those?
If I listened, I can probably do it with it, but I'm not really talented.
Fast car. At
fast
some
car.
Point. Fast car. Highway.
Krusty. Dildo.
Um, Yeah.
By the way, is a great song.
I love that song.
It's a party song.
I had never heard Danny as a girl before. Like, we were talking about slut.
It's a big theme.
I'm also very annoyed with people not liking that their songs are all about California. Like, most pop songs are about love or dating or getting broken up with, and rock's about death. Like, shut up. Like, everything's about everything.
Yeah.
There's only 5 human emotions that matter.
In California. California is my favorite one.
Happy, sad.
California. Angry. Yeah, that's a great song. I think, Tommy, you like that song?
I do. I don't love the... that part, just that the beep bop, but it makes the chorus even better because then you're like happy it gets back to it. Which I think is a Katy Perry trick where the verses are kind of annoying. So then when it gets back to the chorus, you're like fucking pumped.
Tricky.
It's a theory.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
I can't defend her for much longer.
I don't know what's going on.
Is there something new going on?
First of all, don't get a haircut that's biting off Miley. Like, what the fuck?
She's blonde now.
Second, then so short. And it look, I mean, I just don't. At first, I was very excited. Now I'm confused.
The Eat Me thing is weird.
Eat Me, the song. Chained to the Rim of Them is great. It's just like, the last album was terrible.
Yeah.
We can all admit that. It didn't do well. The tour, no one cares. And so this is supposed to be like.
Comeback.
Like, Lady Gaga knew. I need a hit. You know, like, I need a fucking comeback and kill it. And she did. And with Katy, it's like another. It's like she's more focused on designing shoes and doing CoverGirl shoots. I saw her in an insurance commercial. Like,
really?
I think she's just drunk and, like, making as much money as possible and not caring about anything, and then, like, is going to be a sellout and is not going to have a long career.
I think I like her more knowing that she drinks a lot, I guess. But
oh, yeah. She was at the Cellar wasted one night.
Really? Shit. That's crazy.
Did she see you go up?
When she was dating John Mayer or something. No, this was a long time ago.
Yeah,
but I love that she dressed up like a hot Cheeto. Teenage Dream's amazing. Firework. Yeah. Like,
her Super Bowl was great.
Except
Gaga's was better, I would say.
That's the problem. I rewatched Gaga's recently, and then immediately we watched Katy Perry's after, and it's like wrong order.
Mm. Yeah.
We watched Gaga's together.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
I love telling people that during the game, everyone talked, and then as soon as Gaga, it was like silence.
Yeah, and it's funny because that was like one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time, and we didn't give a shit about the game for so much of it.
We also had so many good snacks.
Edibles, drinks. There was a lot going on.
That was a good time.
I'm just livid at you because you were like, we're out of beer. Go get beer. I brought all this beer, and there was so much beer. So much beer. You were so worried. There was so much more beer. We didn't even open the beer I brought.
I forgot not everyone was going to drink 12. Which was my... I was like, well, everyone's going to have as many as
I was. I was livid when I showed up. Because I'd already spent... Because I've already spent over like $50 on food. I think I brought like a bunch of joints. And then you were like, go get beer. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm going to get beer. And then it's like, I show up and the fridge is filled with beer.
Yeah, we definitely each needed 12 beers for sure. Yeah.
I thought the cats would have some.
Yeah,
teenies,
so inside.
Yeah, that's the most we can get.
Yeah.
Referencing a friend's cat.
Yeah, check out the little teenies on Instagram.
I wonder if she'll change it when they grow up.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Can you change your Instagram?
Well, it's like Bow Wow.
Yeah, it's got to grow to big.
I accidentally started a second Instagram like by like pressing the wrong button on my phone, and it was a nightmare. So many people kept texting me like, "What is wrong with
you?" Can you switch between accounts? Yeah. If you have two, because I was thinking about making one for the pod, but then I was like, it seems like a nightmare to have to manage two Instagrams.
Yeah. My mom just got an Instagram. I'm livid. I told her to get off. She goes, everyone can see it, but not me. I'm like, yeah.
Yep, that's the whole point.
You get Facebook. Get the fuck away from it.
Oh, man. I'm so glad my mom's not on Facebook. I have to explain this shamble
today,
of a life to her.
She was asking me who Ariana Grande is, but then she told me she didn't know where Manchester was, so she Googled Manchester, and I'm like, why don't you Google Ariana Grande too, you dumb bitch? Like, what are you doing to me? I'm being vicious to her, but I did call her crying about my tooth. I was in a weird moment. It was a weird day today. I should call her after this podcast and be nice to her. She loves me so much, and I'm so mean. Whatever.
Fuck. I think it's like 7 now. Do you have to go like immediately?
I do, but let's listen.
Let's
to
run
the song.
Through these songs.
Let's run through these songs.
We'll go quick. Quick take. Right.
I also can show up anytime wherever I want.
Damn.
Shit.
When you start being a cunt so young, people just expect it.
Oh no! I think I'm getting the opposite.
People want to. Yeah, I'm shocked you only had water. I assumed you'd have a seltzer for me.
You fucked up.
I'm sorry. We didn't.
Could you go get some beer?
Get some beers. This is Tell Me Baby.
I just like how
Alright, yeah, that one is like, I like his, like,
can we get to the chorus though?
Yeah, I'll skip.
So good. Yeah.
I mean, the musicians in that band are incredible.
It is so good. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's like, I had totally forgotten how much I liked Stadium Arcadium until today. Like, I haven't listened to it.
It's a mirror to the moon.
Oh, that one's so good. I want to listen to Zephyr's song, too. We don't have time.
Well, and I always, like, I would get obsessed with one of the sides of Stadium Arcadium, and then, like, get obsessed with the other, and then, like, you know, it's fun.
Oh, it's a good time.
The only thing I didn't like on that was the poetry at the end of that one.
The Martian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a dead dog. I hate that song, yeah.
Yeah.
And wow. If, I don't like.
I don't remember If.
The same
it's
thing.
It's as bad as Porcelain.
That's like if John Wick was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yeah. Ever see John Wick, Lisa?
No.
No? You got to see it.
I know people love it.
He used to go to the Cellar.
Maybe if you want to come over,
yeah,
we can watch Ghost World and John Wick one night.
Oh, that'd be double great. Feature.
And I just went to Vegas and they gave me as a present Britney Spears Live in Vegas DVD.
Love it.
And they
love
gave
it.
Joel Kim the Celine Dion one. So it's perfect.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, they're on the
festival.
Block for me.
That was fun.
I cannot wait to tell you about this festival.
Ooh.
It is hysterical.
It was the first one, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's the best. Okay, play the next
sick.
One.
Yeah, so that song is great. This next one is Snow, Heyo, also
I'm
going
to try to sing on top of it to prove myself. I fucking prepared so I could show off. I'm gonna fuck up.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna fuck up. Come to decide that the things that I try for in my life is to get high on. When I settle on, I'm gonna be myself this time. Up to the road, to see to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, get the bed. I know my life to sacrifice.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
I can't tell which one's which.
Are you mad because my voice is bad or that I'm missing up the whole time?
No, I'm so happy.
Were you there for my birthday at karaoke when I sang Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, and then when it said never miss a beat, I was completely off beat?
Oh, that's a beautiful moment.
Everyone started laughing. It was on my birthday. Best songs, I pick the ones that I had the most connection to.
Yeah, that's what
that's
we want.
Good.
Yeah,
because the way I like to do it is to where we can do multiple of the same band and different people pick different playlists.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Because same when I did the Simpsons podcast, which I love a lot, these two cool girls do it. They're like, don't pick the episode that like means the most, not just the one you think like,
you
has
pick?
The most
can
jokes. Yeah, of course, Lisa's Wedding.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it. That's awesome. That's a good idea for a podcast. We should do that.
Is the next one my wedding song?
The next one is Hard to Concentrate.
Yeah, this is
Lisa's
it.
Wedding song. This is a pregame.
I mean, there's
for
better ones now, but this one, this is like, I listened and was like pining to get married. I just always thought
oh,
it was so romantic.
Yeah.
And it was after Tell Me Baby, so I had a great
it is romantic
time.
As hell. I forgot about
yeah.
this.
Hustle, bustle, and so much muscle out. Cells about to separate, and I find it hard to concentrate. And temporary, this cash and wait, carry. I'm stepping up what to indicate the time has come to deviate. And all I want is for you to be happy and take this moment to make you my family. And finally, something perfect and finally you have found they'll be washed up and I can afford them.
I bet that, how much do you think it costs to get
I only know about peppers? Adele's costs.
You couldn't get Red Hot Chili Peppers at a wedding?
Adele is $150,000 per 30 seconds or per minute. I think it's per minute. It's $150,000 per minute.
At a wedding?
Maybe it's even more, but yeah.
That would be such a sad wedding.
Yeah.
Just her singing her like tearjerker songs.
No, someone like you. I went to her concert.
Was it great?
Yes. Nice. Of course.
Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers are $999,000, it says. Because there's like all
for
these.
How many songs for the wedding?
Let me see if it says.
I
think that's just a booking fee.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to tell me. I don't think it's going to break it down. Let's see if there's anybody else interesting around there. Rob Zombie. You want to bet on how much?
$250,000.
I will say $125,000.
$50,000.
We
could
get that
to Rob
today.
Zombie. Let's get it out of here. Yeah, they're.
Let me
they're
call my mom.
Thank God she has Venmo. Yeah,
my two thirds. Get Rob Zombie here. All right.
I'm glad you guys thought it was romantic.
One? Oh, it's romantic as hell. Great. I forgot about that. Finally, you have found something perfect. I like that could make me cry.
Yeah. Tom's eyes are rolling.
Don't look
no,
at
I
me.
I have two more. Yes. On Mercury is my favorite, I think. It's my favorite song. It makes me so happy. And then Havana Affair, it's just like a great cover that people might not be interested in that I thought I can like persuade people to like. And this song got me into the Ramones, which I was like very happy about.
Okay.
And it's like totally different than theirs. Like it's like a true good cover where it's like they're unique. Sent to spy on a Cuban talent show. First stop, Havana, go, go. I used to make a living, man, picking up banana. Hooray for Havana, baby.
About that thing I didn't know before and that I pretended to know to impress you. Chief, chief, on the way to Havana. I used to make a living, man, picking the banana. Now I'm a guy for the CIA, hooray, for the USA. Ooh, feel patriotic as hell right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
I hadn't heard that.
I never heard that.
I thought so.
I had not heard that one.
The only part I don't like is when he says, picking up bananas.
Yeah, yeah. We were listening to that while we were playing video games, and Tommy had shit his pants. He was pissed.
I feel like you guys angry. You guys should invite me over more.
Yeah.
And also come over.
I would love that.
I actually want to watch Ghost World.
Okay, yeah.
We should do it.
And now Tommy's not yet a DJ.
I know.
So
you got fired?
Yes. Thank you for assuming.
Are you on unemployment?
No.
Okay. Just rich.
Good for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Saving money. Good.
Yeah. He's got all that podcast money. We make $20,000 an episode.
Yeah. A lot of people know that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right. My favorite song.
All right. Favorite song.
Can't
on
wait.
Mercury.
So good.
Did you say Mercury?
Mercury. Started crying again.
It's so fun.
This is a very fun.
Great at a wedding.
At the reception. Yeah. Why don't you let go? Shake it off or just to redirect my flow. Come on, let's go. Sit up straight. I'm on a double date. I gotta find my way into the light. Heavy middle way though. We don't stop. I rock around the block. The motor. Nothing up in front of every other roadblock. Come again and tell me what your goal.
So good.
Wow, great playlist.
Thank you. I'm upset that I didn't pick any from Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Let's play one really fast.
Should we do Sir Psycho Sexy because it's so perverted?
I could have lied on, but
no,
we'll
do. No. Okay. Don't do. I already picked some. It's Could Have
well,
Lied
you,
from.
Usually we don't pick any. I just really love it. It just got such a sad pickup. I like their sad stuff.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a little, bitch. She don't want me to feel.
Stairship as it caught me.
This is gonna play at Tom's wedding. Yeah. When there's no one there. This is after the bride runs away.
Yeah, yeah. It just starts with this. I'm playing it.
I can never change what I feel. My face will never show what is now real.
I love that. I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but that,
yeah, I like his voice. Anyone that's a hater, it's like good. Whatever.
It's like a different. It's a distinct voice which you need to be successful. I think. I think that he's not like. He's not a classically trained singer or whatever, but he's fun. I think a big part of like how he got to be the lead singer, at least from what I remember from his book, is that he was just the hype man, kind of.
Yeah.
They would play and he would dance around and be crazy. And then they just became a band that like they were already part of another band and then they split off. And then him and Flea and
Will Ferrell, the drummer.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell got in there.
Chad.
Well, fuck, Lisa. I feel like we got to get you out of here. I feel like we shouldn't play a game, probably.
No,
you
can play a game if you need to play a game. What's the game?
We don't have to. I have
just
a new one.
Just tell me the game.
I have a new one. You guys try to guess the song on Spotify that has the most listens. Like,
of the Chili Peppers?
Just in general. Like, you guys fight each other for...
Not a Chili Pepper?
Yeah, we'll do a quick one.
Yeah, random
You want to do Chili Peppers?
All right, sure.
Let's do Chili Peppers.
Under the Bridge.
I don't know why I'm, like, competitive. Yeah, fine. Let's fucking do it.
Under the Bridge is the most played, I'm going to say.
All right.
Also, I like that you have a pink phone.
Thank you. I got...
I'm going to say it's Other Side.
Okay. Oh, this is fucked up.
Is it neither?
So, if you go to there... this is stupid. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is a complete failure. Why are they so fucking hard to find?
Also, do you want to play Malibu to end the show? Or is that going
to
be creepy?
No,
I feel like
it.
We can't. We have to talk about it if we play it. That's
okay, I'm a huge Miley Cyrus fan. She's back. Her song is called Malibu. It's about her relationship with Liam Hemsworth. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Okay. Under the Bridge is
Liam
the
one?
Under the Bridge.
Which one is Liam? What's he
not
in?
Thor.
But he's so he's Peter. The one that okay, PETA. Yeah,
PETA.
Right. Here's a little bit of Malibu.
It's romantic. It's about their relationship because you know they broke up for a little bit and they're back together. And this is about their life together. And she wrote it on the way to the Voice.
Beach, stood by it's the weird. Ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand.
And the video is amazing.
I really think you have to see the video.
And like, I'm happy that you did.
Let the fans listen.
Cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so
where
I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand.
And then the Cure.
That's crazy.
And then Zayn, Gaga, Britney. That's it.
Next to you.
Adele got knocked out.
The sky is more blue.
Who is good?
In Malibu.
Oh, I'm going to be on Maui in a pool. Next to you. On a golden goose.
That's the Memorial Day plan?
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Only girls, though. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Understand.
What do you think? Miley or Chili Peppers?
For what?
Just where do you put them in?
To live or to music or
like for music
standing?
Yeah. Like for like, which do you like more?
Miley.
Okay.
Damn.
Interesting.
Which is weird because I do have the logo on my leg forever.
If you got a Miley tattoo, what would it be? Final question.
Yeah. And then we got to give
this is Tommy's famous final question.
Yeah, oh, Tommy's final question corner.
A Miley tattoo. Fuck, I don't know, dude. I really don't know.
I'd get Billy Ray Cyrus's face on my ass.
Hell yeah.
I think you were going to say something stupid.
It'd say, don't break my ass. I hate you, break your ass.
I do love, I mean, I wouldn't do this, but I love the idea, because I love the wrecking ball, like the blonde with the red lipstick.
Yeah.
So I would maybe do like an outline of her fit and like no details anywhere and just
red
the lips. And
the blonde. Beautiful.
That
beautiful.
Song hypes me up so much.
But I've my tattoo so artist much. Who did my my Maggie Simpson and this floral on my arm that looks great, tattoos Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's so we have crazy. The same tattoo artist. Her name's Lauren Windsor. She lives in Sydney, Australia. She's amazing. Follow her.
Follow her. Follow right. Lisa.
Oh, I also want to do more plugs, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone listens to this.
We'll give the ratings real fast, and then you do plugs.
We know one more
plug. We do ratings.
Oh, plug now. Go ahead.
The Dead Deads, they're an amazing band. I saw them at the Papa Roach Cruise. But the Dead Deads are out of Nashville. They are genre-bending rock, fucking, and a t-shirt.
Sick. Check them out. All right, Tommy, what do you think?
Are we doing ratings?
Yeah, let's do ratings.
What is this?
We rate the playlist.
Oh, cool.
What do you think?
The playlist was great. Since it's out of 7, I'm going to go 6 out of 7. I'm not taking one off for any of the songs. I'm taking one off for general. There's so many Red Hot Chili Peppers songs before and after the albums I like that I don't care about.
Yeah.
And entire albums that I won't listen to. So I feel That's weird giving them a full score. And also they're drug addicts.
They are drug addicts.
Which I don't
addicts.
Like. So 6 out of 7. It's a good score.
You passed out drunk on a cop car once, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
You hate the people who do things that you do exactly. the most, though.
That's why I hate John Wayne Gacy.
I'm biased towards these Peppers. You know, they got me through a lot of times. I think I'm going to go 6.8 out of 7.
Wow.
And only take off 0.2 for, I didn't read this, but I heard there's some like fucked up stuff that Kiedis has done to women. So I'm going to take a
what?
0.2 off. There's an article I didn't
that's
read.
Good to know that's what it's worth to you.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he do? I've been talking about wanting to fuck him this whole time, and you didn't want to tell me.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what he did. I didn't read the article yet because I didn't want to have it in my head for this. I just read allusions to it. I read allusions to it.
You'll tell me after the podcast. I thought you were going to rate the order of the songs.
That's basically. Oh, not the order. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what we've been doing, it's pretty unclear what we do.
Yeah,
because I think we're rating the band. Just
I think we're rating the playlist.
Okay, that's good. We don't know. That's the important thing.
All right, well, fans, you let us know what we should be doing and what you enjoy. Tommy, what you got coming up?
Yeah, I just got this date at Union Hall, June 19th. Tickets are online now. It's going to be a great show.
Check that out, Union Hall. Lisa, this is coming out
this
tomorrow.
Is the plugs.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
and
about.
And so it comes out tomorrow.
Hold on. Fuck. You guys.
You are fine. In the meantime, me and Tommy.
It's just like I'm so irresponsible on my website too, but I need people to buy tickets because I really don't sell on the road. I'm truly suffering. No, I'm.
Sold that show in Philadelphia.
In that tiny room. Yeah, that was really, really fun.
Good, okay. Good.
People are fucking tagging me
good,
and shit.
In
I'm getting pissed. No, don't do that. Okay, hold on. Facebook. Oh, it's on my Instagram. Okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Glitter Cheese.
Okay. Yeah, she's great Twitter, great Insta.
Twitter.
No, I actually hate Twitter. Do Instagram.
Okay. Follow Lisa's mom.
Okay, so June 2nd to the 4th, I'm going to be at Colossal Fest in San Francisco, but who cares? Okay, June 8th to the 11th, I'm in Tampa Bay. Florida, Side Splitters. June 13th, I'll be at the Kennedy Center in D.C.
Oh, shit.
Obviously,
a side room. Still amazing.
Still amazing.
All right. June 28th to July 1st, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway. There's some other shit.
Do you post it on your Insta?
I'm getting bad. I do have some new dates. I mean, I'm like around.
Yeah,
someone just posted something.
Go see Lisa. One of the best comedians.
She's incredible. She'll fucking knock your goddamn socks off. Check out Lisa's album.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it, but maybe you will.
You don't like it?
You know I don't like it. You were there, weren't you?
I was not there.
Oh, okay.
Was I there?
You were there at the recording?
I was there. It was great. I remember it. It was great.
Oh, my God. They have Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Check Lisa out. Check out her album. Check out her half hour. Is that still up?
It's on Hulu,
okay,
I
awesome.
Think.
Check
Thank
out her
you
half
so
hour.
Much.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Please,
thanks so much for coming on. This has been so fun.
Please see me on the road.
See you on the road.
Or
she's
ask
so
the clubs
funny.
In your town.
Yeah.
And then if it's
Lisa.
Nearby, I'll bring Tommy.
Woo! There you go. Get him in there.
Tom
please,
Sakar
I really
already
do.
Has a bitch bringing him in.
I'm unemployed. Please help me.
Also, please help Tommy. Check out me and Tommy. We're going to be at Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington.
Can't wait for that.
June 1st through the 3rd. I'll be at Caroline's on Broadway on the 29th of May. Or, I'm sorry, April.
That month that was last month?
No, May.
Yep.
This is May. Yeah, okay. It's going to be May.
You're dumb as hell.
Yeah. I'll be at, I don't know what mine are either, Comedy Works in Denver the last weekend of July, I believe, with Nikki. Da, da, da. And hey, rate and review the podcast if you enjoy it. That helps us out more than anything. And we will suck your dick.
Standing offer. And we will be kneeling or standing.
We will do whatever you want with that dick. check
All
it
right.
out. Yeah, thanks
Keep
for
it
listening.
Crispy.
Keep it crunchy. Bye.
Bye.
are a man.